going to talk about something that you probably don't plan for. Certainly, you plan for your life, and how many of us actually plan for what happens should we pass away? And we actually have another self that can live on for a very long time, our digital self. Are you prepared, or is your family prepared to deal with that? That's our discussion in this next half hour. I'd like to welcome to the next guest, Hillel Presser, who is author of Financial Self-Defense. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, when we talk about our digital self, I think I know what we're talking about here, Hillel, but maybe you can expand on it. What does it encompass, and what are the things that we should be looking at when we move on with this discussion?
You know, whenever we meet with clients, you know, we try really hard, you know, to protect any assets they have, you know, from any financial threats like lawsuits, divorce, short sale, or foreclosure deficiencies. You know, we try and protect what they work their whole life to obtain. We also help them with the estate planning. You know, what do they want to do with their assets once they pass away? Well, probably one of the biggest overlooked assets is the digital media. So it might be online photos, it might be music libraries, it might be e-books, auto bill pays, and online banking. It might even be login names and passwords to your social media accounts and email addresses. But there's so much intellectual property out there in the form of digital media that people never really think of as an asset. Thus, they never protect it. So if they get sued, they can lose it. And if they pass away, well, who knows? It might just die with them.
Okay, now I never thought of being sued for something that's online, but I guess that is certainly the case, isn't it?
Yeah, well, listen, I tell my clients, I ask them what type of business they're in, and then I say, what if you got sued and the creditor, the person suing you, took your business phone number? Well, if that business phone number started ringing to your competitor, you'd be out of business. What if they took your domain address? What if they took your email addresses? You know, those are all assets. So you need to make sure that all of those are protected, you know, from any financial threats, you know, both while you're alive and when you pass away.
Okay, and I never thought of that. Certainly, you know, something like an address, a web address, can be extremely valuable, can't it?
100%. I mean, there's web addresses that have sold for literally millions and millions of dollars.
Okay, so I never thought of that. So we're dealing with life, and we're dealing with our afterlife here, and certainly we have a digital afterlife, and, you know, we can live on forever in cyberspace. And yeah, but the thing I was thinking about, and maybe other people are thinking the same thing, is, you know, we don't really keep track of where we are online in most things. I mean, I know I'm on Twitter, I know I'm on Facebook, and I know I do other things online, but I'm always going to different websites and using passwords and signing up and logging in, and we don't really keep track of these things. Do you suggest people start keeping track of where they are online so that they can, you know, notify their loved ones about it should they pass away?
100%, and that's probably step number two. You know, what I tell my clients is, step number one, you first have to educate yourself and understand, you know, what the digital assets are and how you can protect them both while you're alive and when you pass away. And if any of your listeners go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of my latest book, Financial Self-Defense. So that should help them with educating them. Once they've educated themselves, they need to, what I call, inventory their wealth. So when they're taking toll of all their assets, money in the bank, cars, boats, businesses, you know, they need to take toll of all their digital media assets. Only once after you've educated yourself and only after you've taken an inventory list of what you have can you even think about protecting it for while you're both alive and dead. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons people would want to protect it. I mean, you know, number one, maybe you've built up a great following on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or YouTube or Google+, either personally or for your business. Well, you know, why let that die? You know, another reason is, you know, there might be certain people that you want to have your information, and there might be certain people that you do not want to have your information. And lastly, I mean, in today's, you know, incredibly technological society, I mean, so many of us have it set up so, you know, it pings us every day, every month for our mortgage or our cell phone bill. Well, if somebody doesn't have the way to turn that off, you know, your account's just going to be drained even after you pass away.
Yeah, and you have to think about it this way. You know, generally, I would think that you would probably probably go to your spouse or your next of kin or somebody who's very close to you in this situation and tell them that you want them to deal with these things should you die. But when you die, I mean, there's so much grief. It's really probably the last thing on people's minds, worrying about this stuff, unless you let them know about it.
Yeah, and I always tell my clients, you know, maybe keep a list of login names and passwords in your safety deposit box. Maybe give it to a trusted other, whether it's a husband or wife or a child or a sibling. Also give it to a trusted advisor, maybe a lawyer or an accountant, someone that you really trust. But even most importantly, put in your will. Don't put in your will the usernames and passwords, because that might end up being public record, but at least put in there who you want to get them and who they should go to so people know.
So I'm wondering, you said digital media assets. What is valuable? I mean, again, I said, you know, I've got things like Twitter and Facebook. I'm assuming they're valuable to me. I don't know that they're valuable to anybody else. And again, you know, I go to a website, it's a newspaper or it's a news site, and I log in. Is that valuable? And should I be concerned that, you know, I live on in my digital afterlife on those sites?
You know what they say, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So
yeah.
There's really no black and white answer. I mean, you know, if you have a car wash and you've built up, you know, 5,000 followers on Instagram or Facebook, well, when you pass away and either your child takes over the car wash or your husband or wife or they go to sell it, that's valuable. I mean, that's a lifetime of creating these happy customers, or what I like to call them, fans. So, you know, again, you know, what may be valuable to one person might not be to another, but certainly at least you want to give them the opportunity to have that value.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I was thinking about that. You said, you know, some things you do want to live on in your afterlife, and the first thing I thought was, well, why? But of course, certainly in a business aspect like that, you provide the information to your loved one who's taking over your business, they adjust it a little bit, and you can continue on using that as a, or they can continue on using that as a benefit to them after you pass away. Now, another question that comes to mind is, how is it legal that they can access your sites? I mean, for myself, if I wanted to cancel an account, say on Facebook or Twitter, it can be a little challenging at times. And if I wanted to make changes to my Twitter account, it can be challenging at times. But for somebody who isn't me, how is it legal for them to do that afterwards? Do we have to plan for that?
Well, you know, it brings up just a whole other issue of legalities and privacy issues. And unfortunately, because it's such a new subject, you know, we're going to continue to learn, you know, what the courts deem to be reasonable and legal, etc. But, you know, privacy laws usually apply to living people, so it's not as much, you know, a huge factor once they pass away. However, you bring up a really good, you know, point of information. Whether it's legal or ethical, you know, by law is one story, but, you know, if you look at the privacy rules and regulations of all these different sites, you know, a lot of them have, you know, material in them that says you're not allowed to pass these on, and they're strictly for you. So if somebody doesn't have your username and password, it might truly be impossible to get it.
Okay, yeah, and you know what? Who reads that stuff, right?
Not many.
Yeah, it says you got this long list of things on the website. Scroll to the bottom. I agree. Click.
Yeah, you know, my dad used to say the big print giveth, the small print taketh away.
Yeah, and there's a lot of small print on some of those sites. It goes on for ages, and who knows what's on there, right?
Yeah,
but again, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like an insurance policy. It's about a half a page of what's covered and about 80 pages of what's not.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing that really got me, and I think you brought it up, was that, you know, we do so many things online these days, and it makes our life so much easier. And I'm thinking about, you know, automatic withdrawals if you want to pay your cable bill or your phone bill and stuff like that. These things, like you said, they can just suck your money out, and it doesn't take long, and it's all gone. I mean, all your assets are gone, and it just keeps happening, whether if somebody doesn't cancel this stuff after you die.
Yeah, I mean, I tell my clients, you know, you spend a whole lifetime trying to achieve assets, maybe so you can retire, maybe so you can pass it to the kids, maybe so you can donate it to charity, whatever it is. But, you know, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it. Because one lawsuit, one slip and fall, one car accident, one divorce, one short sale or foreclosure deficiency can take every single thing away. You know, it's a lot harder to keep money than to make money. So you want to make sure that every asset's protected, you know, the digital media included. And also you want to make sure that it goes where you want it to go, you know, as quickly and as privately as possible when you pass away.
Yeah, so you would suggest, you know, just pick the person that you trust the most and give it to them. What if you don't have somebody like that? What would you do with it?
You know, maybe
the information.
You know, again, you could put it in a safety deposit box and, you know, leave information in the will, or give it to, you know, an attorney, whoever, you know, drafts up, you know, your will and trust. you know, give it to that trusted advisor, you know, if you don't have a family member, but make sure someone has it, because we all know how difficult it is, you know, when we forget our login names or passwords or even those security questions that we created 25 years ago, you know, when we forget those, it's nearly impossible. It takes a lot of time, sometimes money, to get into our accounts. You can only imagine if it's not you and it's someone trying to explain to the company that you passed away and they should be entitled to access.
You know, I've gone to websites, and I'm sure other people have as well, and you go to log in, and then you realize it says, oh, this email address is already being used, and you go, oh, that's me. I logged into that one 2 years ago, and I used it once. I'm going back to the site again, and then I can go in, and I can log onto that site, and realize that I've already been there a couple of times or a long time ago. And I'm on a lot of sites, and I know a lot of people are as well. And that stuff can be important as well, I guess, in the long term. You live on forever, right?
Yep, you can never die, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting stuff. Where can people go for more information if they're interested?
If they go to our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com,
sure.
As long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free book, free shipping.
Good stuff. Well, thanks very much for this. It certainly is an interesting thing and something we just don't think about.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was really good chatting with you. Thanks very much, Hillel.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Hillel Presser and...